I'm always fascinated by the way God designed our bodies, how it's one of its purposes is to take care of us in any way possible, even if it feels like it's against us sometimes. Now, God is with us in our bodies, and we are to use our bodies to glorify Him. But I think that, you know, when God created male and female, He said it was very good. So when God creates, He only creates good things. And with you and me, He said it was a very good thing. Yet through our pain, we can teach our bodies patterns that once brought a sense of safety to prevent further pain. And it can lead us into a place where we think that we have to control our way into calm. So if you want to trust God, but everything in you wants to control because you don't know what's coming, if you feel like you're entering a season you can't predict, can't imagine, or can't prepare for, then this episode is really for you, hence why I put it at the beginning of the year. Sometimes somebody will ask me, hey, Jess, like, what are your goals for the year? And I think it's great to have goals. I'm all for it. I do it myself. But sometimes I'm like, the Lord can do so much in a month. And I've always broken things down to quarters and really just focused on small, because I know when we look at a year ahead, we're like, I can't control anything. And the more I heal, and sometimes the older I get, you just realize how little control you really have. So if you're just kind of feeling like out of control, or you want to control, this episode's for you. So much about trust has to do with safety. Struggling to trust God with an uncertain year does not mean that you don't have faith. It could just mean that you don't trust God with your safety. I was actually having a conversation with one of my one-on-one coaching clients, and I loved her vulnerability in sharing, I don't know what that means. You know, especially in the Psalms, when it talks about the Lord being our refuge, our safe haven, our safe place, yet I'm experiencing all this pain, right? I can't get into that now, but I think it just gives us something to think about, right? It usually means that your body remembers then what it felt like when things fell apart before. So it's hard for us to think about feeling safe with God, trusting Him, because our pain likes to really talk loud. A lot of women, my clients, those women going through my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, will say to me, I believe that God is good, but I don't believe that He is good to me. Therefore, I don't feel safe with Him. And that tension, that belief between safety and felt safety, or the belief between trust and Him being good to you, I think is where most people get stuck. We can have a belief that God is good, that He is safe, but if we haven't felt that safety or experienced that, it's easy again for us to get stuck. I had shared last week about kind of some of my losses in 2024 to 2025. And I realized very quickly how little control I had, and how when I did control something, just how uncomfortable I felt as I was trying to let go of the control. So every time I felt uncomfortable, I wanted to step in, try to control it, try to make something happen, make somebody believe in me, make somebody want to be my close friend again, like whatever it is, make XYZ happen, because that's control. I'm uncomfortable in this feeling. So what can I do to make that uncomfortable feeling go away? You name it, I tried to control it. But when my body came online last year, and again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to last week's episode. I'll make sure to link that here as well. I realized I started talking with, like, my body started to talk about or talk with my mind. I was able to start connecting the dots, and the Lord was really with me and awake and showing me just how much of autopilot I was running. He was inviting me into places I had never gone before. And uncomfortable was that loss of control felt like it was a loss of safety for me. And I noticed something. The more uncertain things felt, the tighter my body got, the more I felt it. My thoughts would race. My prayers sounded like desperate pleas of God help me. And I needed to realize what was actually happening. And so much of just the way God designed our bodies and our nervous system, just trying to protect me and help me understanding the places so much of my life that I was trying to control, that I couldn't just sit in the uncomfortable feeling and move through that. The Lord is kind and good, even if it doesn't feel good. So when we're looking at this year and you're facing this year of something that you really can't control, and to you, that might even be like, ooh, I don't even like you saying that, Jazz. Your brain tries to kind of regain that safety by predicting outcomes. It's why you will do the worst case scenarios. You brace for disappointment. You overthink decisions. You struggle to rest even when things are fine. Control feels like safety, but it's actually exhausting. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 tells us to trust the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Just in that, it says, trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. But here's the part that we need to understand. God never asks us to trust him without support. Another one that we quote often, or if you're new, one that can just bring comfort. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you hear the and in there? He's saying, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He says, and you will find rest for your souls when you take my yoke upon you, not the world's, not somebody else's opinion. But he's saying, when you pursue me, you are not without support. Throughout scripture, we see God meets people in their fear. He meets them where they are. One of the people that come to mind is Gideon. He was like, my people are being destroyed. What is happening? And you're asking me to go and fight? Like, he was afraid because he was hiding in a wine press. I had to learn to walk through this with God in my fear and not try to fix this on my own. And this is where I just want to pause and say something honestly, because this is where many women get stuck that I work with. Awareness helps. Understanding this helps, but awareness alone does not retrain a nervous system that learns safety through control. And this is the exact moment women will come into working with me one-on-one, or they will pick up my self-paced course so that they can start to implement change. So they can start to practice, apply things to start to change the pattern. Because they say, I see the pattern, but I don't know how to live differently. And that's what we want to do. We need to get to the place of awareness. And I'm sure maybe you're already there, but awareness alone doesn't retrain it. So if you need to do this at your own pace, pick up my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, join, let's start working together. Or if you want more deeper work, we can work one-on-one as well, and you can book a free 20-minute consultation. All of that is in the show notes. If you don't learn how to build safety without control, you may walk into this year just feeling like braced. You're ready. You're already probably setting yourself up for disappointment. Like, yep, this is just another year. It's going to look all the same. You might miss moments of joy because you're almost waiting for the loss. Some of you may not even realize that your body has a hard time sitting in joy because you're afraid of what's going to come. You might think that it's wisdom, but really it's hypervigilance. You might try to exhaust yourself managing outcomes God never asked you to carry. Trust does not grow with the Lord by trying harder. It grows when our safety increases with him. And that goes back to being in his word, being in community with people, not isolating yourself. So much of this happens the more we learn about who he truly is. And this turns us back towards God. We have to ask ourselves, God, why don't I feel safe with you? What hurt has caused me to not trust you? Or why is it causing me to question your character? I'm not going to give you a full roadmap today because it's a podcast and I care about your feelings, but I do want to give you a place to begin. Instead of asking, how do I trust God with the whole year? I want you to think smaller, day to day, because it's in the mundane. It's in the day-to-day choices and decisions that create the change. So what does trust look like in this moment? Instead of trying to trust God better, notice when you're kind of resisting being willing to trust him. Trust often grows when your intention to stop controlling happens. Again, awareness is the first piece. Now we need to start applying how to actually not control. So we don't want to control January. We don't want to control December. We're not trying to control every possible outcome. We're just trying to look at right now. What can I trust with the Lord right now in this moment? Because trust grows in moments, not in big timelines, not with big signs. I'm not asking you to not pray for signs and wonders. I think that's amazing. But relationships are always built on the everyday mundane conversations. When I'm texting my good friends, like just how their day is and building connection, or I'm connecting with their kids, it's all about the small moments where they learn to trust me and I learn to trust them. Today, just notice, where are you gripping for control? Where is your body tense about what has happened or what hasn't happened yet? You don't have to fix it. Just notice it. Noticing is often, again, that first sign that God is already working. And then it's our choice of what to do next, because you were never meant to carry an entire year on your shoulders. You just weren't. Take my yoke upon you, God says. God is not asking you to predict the future, but your anxiety will try to come up with every possible scenario, right? Thinking that you're getting a good brainstorm session in, but really it's exhausting you and it's causing fear. He asked you to walk with him step by step. This is very important to note. Trust doesn't mean nothing hard will happen. Feeling safe with God doesn't mean nothing bad will happen either. It means you won't be alone when it does. If this episode stirred something in you, if you're realizing that control has kind of been your coping strategy and you're tired of this, this is why I created Untangle Your Thoughts, my self-paced course. I created this podcast to really help you recognize patterns, right? To help you untangle your thoughts, the things that you've been thinking for a long time. The self-paced course, though, helps you to begin to retrain it gently, practically, and all with God at the center. You can head to the show notes, click on the link, sign up today, get started. You have lifetime access to any updates, any homework, all of it. If you're ready to stop managing fear on your own and you really do want to start building trust, it's really a great place to start because it's self-paced. Again, head to the link in the show notes or you can go to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. Thank you for being here. And remember, you don't have to trust the whole year today. Just trust God with this moment. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.